Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 29th of November, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I hope everyone who celebrated had a very lovely Thanksgiving. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry, who is not shaking off leftovers for the fourth day in a row. Hi, Charlotte.
No, I'm not shaking off leftovers. I am shaking off donuts. So who's really lost out?
Clearly I have, because donuts would be superior in basically every way, as far as I'm concerned anyway. Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
And his dogs.
I was going to say, Brian also has Ichabod riding shotgun on the microphone today. So
and the guest dog Eve are both riding shotgun on the old microphone. Apologies if you end up not hearing me. It's because I'm muted.
Okay. Well, they have many opinions. And I think part of the reason they have so many opinions to weigh in with today, Ichabod and Eve, that is because we have this article about how Jack is leaving Twitter, not like closing his account, but he's moving on to other things. Apparently, we're not really sure, right, Charlotte?
Yeah, Jack's gonna hit the road.
Yeah,
he has stepped down as CEO of Twitter with immediate effect.
Mm-hmm.
And will transition out of. And he's no longer the chairman of the board, and he's going to finish his term on the board, and will be fully gone from Twitter by about May next year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Yeah. Now,
when I saw this playing out, it is a wow moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Two things to know about Jack Dorsey is that the two things to know are the companies that he was running. The first is Twitter, which is no longer the case, but also he is the CEO of Square. So point of sale terminals, like for food carts, at least in Portland anyway, that's where you see the most lightweight sort of point of sale. You can swipe a credit card on your phone kind of a thing. And they also do the Cash App is also a Square product. So he's still the CEO of Square, as far as we know at this moment. That obviously could change. But he's out as the head of Twitter effective today, I believe it was. And
he stood down straight away. He's been replaced by CTO Parag Agrawal.
All right.
And do we know?
And Brett
do we
Taylor
know if
his position as chairman of the board?
Okay, so he's 100% separating from Twitter. That's not till next year when his term runs out or something, right? And then
I don't think he's going to continue to serve as chair of the board. He will maintain his seat on the board until his term ends.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so
there's some interesting aspects of that. First of all, the immediacy usually means that someone has been fired.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have immediacy on his keeping his board seat. So he clearly was not fired. Also, I don't think he can be fired. I think he owns too much of Twitter for that. I also don't think he is in any way has been under fire. Right. So he's not being forced to step down, but it's immediate. And that is not common.
It really is not.
I thought this, and my second thought after thinking, wow, that's quick, even with the kind of board level transition, was how the hell did this not leak?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, well played to everyone involved, because you've got the CEO moving, the CTO becoming CEO, the chairman of the board. There's a lot of parts where that could have come out. And I'm pretty astounded that we only found out about it basically as it happened.
Yeah,
yeah.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
Definitely. And part of the question is he has not elaborated on why he's bailing on Twitter. There hasn't been even a generic sort of I'm leaving to spend more time with my family or more time with my money or
more time with Square.
Yeah, we haven't heard any of that.
Not quite. In his letter, he said, there's a lot of talk about the importance of a company being founder-led. Ultimately, I believe that's severely limiting and a single point of failure. I've worked hard to ensure this company can break away from its founding and its founders. Then he praises his replacement as CEO and board chair and the staff, kind of who he believes can carry on. So it's interesting. One assumes he is going to spend more time with Square, and that's where his focus is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's not more. He doesn't mention Square in his letter.
He did not mention Square?
No, not in the letters.
Wow, no, there's no mention of any of that, like at all. He says there will be an all hands meeting tomorrow. Because this got posted to Twitter an hour ago. So tomorrow morning, there will be a meeting to discuss all of it. And that's it.
Yeah, because apparently, according to Casey Newton, today's actually a Twitter company holiday.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting. He says, the closest we get to information about it is that he says, I want you all to know that this was my decision and I own it. It was a tough one for me. There and some other stuff, and that's about it. So, like, he sort of mentions it but doesn't say anything else about why. So, just there are three reasons I believe now is the right time. And then he says, you know, because I found someone to be CEO and I found someone to be the chair of the board. And the third is like, Twitter's just so great. So, I'm gonna go.
And Twitter is, heading Twitter is a thankless job.
Like, it is.
Literally no one is ever going to be happy about what you're doing.
Well, yeah.
He's, you know, he's constantly on the fire, especially when it comes to politics. He's on the fire from the right for perceived grievances, and he's on the, you know, under fire from the left for, you know, not doing enough about the perceived grievances. I mean, it's like no one is ever happy with Twitter. And in general, if you read Twitter, you'll see that no one is generally speaking happy on Twitter. But that's kind of another issue.
Yeah, I was going to say about Twitter, on Twitter, nobody's happy. Like, this is the impression. Yeah.
Do we know if is the CTO to CEO thing? I mean, is that like the real deal, or is it for now until they find someone else?
Well, he said.
When I was reading the letter, it seemed pretty legit. It seemed more Steve Jobs to Tim Cook just prior to his death than Steve Jobs to Tim Cook before he had to go to hospital. Let me put it, if I can put it in such blunt terms.
Yeah, because there's no interim involved in the title when he refers to the person who took over as CEO.
Yeah, it's the same guy who's going to be chairman, right?
No.
Or a separate person.
Two different people. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Which, and part of that leads me to believe maybe Jack finally figured out that he has the same 24 hours in a day that mere mortals do, and you can't run both companies and sleep. I mean, I don't know. It could be as simple as that.
That's a really interesting point. This news broke just as I was recording this week's Media Plus with the Irish Independent's Adrian Weckler. And so we started off discussing this primarily by focusing on the kind of legacy Jack Dorsey leaves Twitter in terms of the digital media space. And one of the things Adrian noted was the last time he saw Jack Dorsey, how absolutely exhausted Jack Dorsey looked. So you may be onto something there, Kelly.
Yeah, I mean,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I was sort of mentioning earlier that, I mean, Square and Twitter are both very large companies.
Very.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, how he has managed to run both of them all this time is certainly a question. And we also know that he's very enthusiastic about crypto, and that Square is, corporately speaking, is an enthusiastic crypto backer, in terms of actually using it for commerce, or trying to use it for commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. There's something in the Square app. I know we've discussed it, and there's something about it on the website about how you can take part of your part or all, I think, of your balance in the Cash app and convert it to Bitcoin. I believe it is, if you so desire. There's some things like that you can do, which is kind of interesting. we have a little bit more to discuss on that front and a nice little public service announcement for you coming up shortly. But first, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who's Coinbase. Now, speaking of crypto, cryptocurrency might seem like it's a secret or like it's an exclusive club and you have to have like a secret password or something to get in. But Coinbase believes everyone everywhere should be able to get in on it, regardless of the level of cryptocurrency experience you have. Coinbase is here for you. They offer a trusted and easy to use platform, and you can use that to buy, sell, or spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. So whether you're new to cryptocurrency, you're looking to diversify, or you just want a better way to access the markets and manage the portfolio you have, start today with Coinbase. And here's how. If you're interested too, for a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin. All you have to do is sign up today at coinbase.com/TDO. Go sign up at coinbase.com/TDO. You will get $10 in free Bitcoin. All you have to do is sign up. $10 in free Bitcoin for you. This offer is a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. Again, that's coinbase.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing that we kind of talked about a little bit was what else Jack might be up to. And I know, Charlotte, you talked a little bit about Twitter as a media company over on Media Plus, obviously. And I don't want to give away the conversation over there, but was there anything notable in that discussion that kind of came out that you've thought about since? After recording that show,
it's not for me to judge if it's notable. It was a very interesting conversation. Adrian's perspective was very interesting. I think it's easy to dismiss, particularly as journalists and people who work in tech and media, that Twitter, this was a point Adrian made actually, that kind of Twitter is a bubble and it doesn't really reflect the real world.
Oh,
and
correct.
I think I think we should also be a bit wary of that. There's some truth to it, but like it has a huge influence. There is huge responsibility on the company in terms of mis and disinformation.
Yes,
plug my book. It's a fabulous book. It's called Not Buying It. You can get it at all places on the internet. And so yeah, it's an important thing to note that it does have a big role in that space. And we were kind of speculating on whether that would increase or decrease. And, you know, the fact that the CEO now is someone that's been there for a long time, like Jack Dorsey has an engineering background and so on, maybe indicates there won't be such a dramatic shift.
Mm-hmm.
But it has clearly played a ever-growing role in that space under Jack Dorsey and other people who have been the CEO.
And the other thing that's sort of interesting as a spectator and a person who does not follow the corporate goings on of Twitter very closely is that a number of new features have rolled out in the last little while, we'll say. Mm-hmm. We've had all kinds of different things that have come up again. Some things I think a couple of things were like, we took it away, but it's back now. And we've got some additional features for like, super follows, I think it is, Spaces, which is the audio, the Clubhouse thing that Twitter tried to build into Twitter. Some things like that have been coming out. So it was sort of interesting to watch the pace of product evolution sort of pick up over at Twitter, and now Jack's leaving. So maybe this is something way longer in coming that they've somehow managed to keep secret, and the CTO has been doing a little more steering even before he took over the CEO spot.
Yeah, I mean, these decisions don't just happen. Yeah. Even with someone so singular power of Jack Dorsey, it doesn't just happen overnight. The fact that someone was named as a replacement with none of the speculation game, clearly all the ducks were in a row for quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be interesting to see how this evolves over time. And if we do find out more about what Jack's next move is going to be, I'm definitely wondering. So now the PSA I promised you is take a moment and tell you all about Black Monday deals. Not Black Monday. Cyber Monday deals.
Cyber Monday, Black November.
It's
the month with all the deals. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, well, Black Monday usually refers to something else. So not to be confused with Blue Monday, which is a separate podcast I'm probably going to start at some point. But anyway, basically, we have a lot of deals available on the site. A lot of things that were Cyber Monday, that were Black Friday deals, are also Cyber Monday deals, or things that were going on through today. There's some new things that have started today. There are a great many deals, and I know one of them is one that Brian took advantage of that Charlotte actually wrote up, and that was the AirTag deal over directly from Apple. Right, Brian?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. It's a heck of a deal. You get $25 off and a $25 gift card too. Although I think maybe the gift card's supposed to go to the other person, but I had him go to me.
Okay.
In part, I guess, because I had him shipped to me. But that's essentially $50 off of a $100 product.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. And you can get the same thing on the Duo charger. But here's the deal. You're limited to two. And I needed a total of three sets of the AirTags for presents. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to get someone else to order for me. And in the process, ended up trying to see if I could order through the App Store app. Mm-hmm. After having ordered online and told that there was this two accessories per person minimum or maximum. And it might have been because it defaulted to a separate email address, but the App Store allowed me to order two more. I haven't gotten the products yet, the physical products, but I did get all four gift cards.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that's a hint if you need to order lots of AirTags for folks or the other small. Did you say the Apple Pencil was part of that one, Charlotte?
Yeah, there's a full list over at themacobserver.com of what qualifies, because there's varying gift cards available for products of varying, obviously, levels. So you've got everything from like the Magic Keyboard for iPad Pro and iPad Air that gets you a $50 gift card in the US. And then top of the market is you get $200 gift card for an iMac 27-inch. And things like the Beats Flex and the Studio Buds get you a $25 gift card. So it slightly depends on what you're buying, the value of the gift card you get.
Yes. Interesting. So,
I mean, there was an ironic thing here that we actually spotted on Friday some deals for AirPods that were better value than paying for the AirPods and getting the gift cards.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's about, you know, if you know you're going to buy something else from Apple in the future, maybe it balances out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might get quicker delivery time from Apple. I don't know. You'll have to look on a case-by-case basis. But there were a couple of good AirPods. There were particularly good offers for AirPods Pro flying around.
Yes. Which
slightly indicated to me we might be getting some new AirPods Pro, but that can be a different show.
Yeah, we'll have time to speculate on those later. Yeah, I did actually counsel someone on purchasing an Apple TV over the weekend, a 4K Apple TV, who said it's $10 cheaper on Amazon. Is there a reason I'd buy it from Apple? And it was basically, because, well, you have to weigh $10 now versus 50 future Apple dollars, you know, which one's going to be the better value to you. So here you go. And yeah, so definitely check those out. We will have more of those deals as things go on. We've talked about it here, obviously, how Black Friday has sort of become Black November at this point, and Cyber Monday sort of feels like a holiday that has kind of evolved out of usefulness. but it's still a good opportunity to get a lot of deals. So definitely check the site for those. And that's going to do it for us today. So thank you to Charlotte and Brian for being here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.